On this week's show, we're going to have a debate. Should you put up your tenant's rent? Yes or no? We don't agree. Let's find out. And in the news, 16,500 millionaires are leaving the UK. Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Annalise.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. So yeah, this week, we're going to be talking about why you should be putting up your tenant's rent, even if the tenant's lovely, they always pay on time. And let me explain why. And then I know that you don't agree with me.
Could you see my face expression?
Well, we've talked about it before. So you know, we're going to have a debate. I think you should, Anna thinks you shouldn't. I'd love to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments. Who's right? Is it me or is it Anna? Let me explain my point of view first.
Go on then.
And then you can argue me, you can debate me, and you can tell me why.
Just like any evening at home, really, isn't it?
This is like an insight into our marriage right now. Okay. No, we very rarely argue. You just always agree with me, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Thank you. So here's why. Property is a business. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
It's a business. It's not a hobby.
Oh, wow. You're really trying to convince me here.
It's not a charity.
You're trying to set me up.
Okay. I'm not trying to set you up.
You're right. It's not a charity. It is a business.
It is a business. What's the first rule of economics? A business should make profit.
Yeah.
You've got to agree with that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if a business should make profit, what should happen? What should a business owner do to their prices when their costs rise?
Yeah, increase.
Increase their rent.
Yeah.
My argument is over. If the costs are rising up, interest rates are going up.
No, and I think if I think there's a time and a place. I agree. And when the tenant moves out, put your costs up, put your rent up.
But what about
that's absolutely fine.
But what about if they stay there for 10 years?
But I think there's some big downsides. And because I've been a tenant for years and years and years, and every time they've put the rent up, I've moved house. And then some of them I've then seen on Rightmove for months and months. And I think, how many though, say you put your rent up by £50. Say, okay, let's do this then. How much should we say it is? It's £500, okay? And you think, no, I'm going to put my, and I've been in for 6 years, never missed a payment. And you think, no, that's worth £550 now. I'm going to tell her. So you come over and tell me it's £550 now. And I think, going to have a look elsewhere then. Have a look elsewhere. Probably we'll end up paying £550. But I'm a bit miffed now because I don't want to pay £550 for where I was paying £500. So I go, your property now sits empty for 3 months while you're getting another tenant. And so how much have you lost in monthly rents now? About £1,500.
Right.
To make £50 extra a month. So how many £50 would you have had to have made? Like, you've now lost £1,500 in rent to try and gain £50 a month. I just think if you've got a good tenant, just leave it alone. Now, if you're actually losing money, if the bills have gone up so much, like when people you've remortgaged and stuff, that you actually are now not making money, that's different. I would up the rent. But if you've got a good tenant that is no bother, pays the rent on time, to up the rent, I just think isn't worth the hassle.
So you're very much looking at it from our point. So you're not, you think from a biz, you don't think it's unethical to up the rent?
No, I don't think
you
it's
just
unethical.
Think from a business perspective, it actually makes sense not to. Because you wouldn't use that argument though. Do you know, like, supermarket prices rise?
Yeah.
Everything rises. What inflation does, right? I think it was like 3.1% or something last month, right? Inflation, everything rises. So with that being said, you know, no one makes the argument, do they? Oh, Tesco have put the bread up. Well, now no one's going to buy their bread. It's going to be sitting empty on their shelves.
Do you not agree, though, that when you tell a customer or the tenant that you're upping the rent, that not the first thing they'll do is look elsewhere to see, and there's a decent chance they'll move?
I do think there's a... Well, no, I don't agree with you.
I think they will look elsewhere and they could end up moving. And see, it's not worth...
I tell you what was done really cleverly. This was done to us, actually. So our rent was raised. When we lived in Cleveway,
yeah,
our rent was raised. But what they did, which I thought was clever, is they raised the rent by 100 quid. Not that long, actually, after we'd moved in either.
Yeah.
And we were miffed.
Yeah.
And we did exactly what you said. We went and had a look elsewhere. And what we realised is, when we looked elsewhere, is that even at 500 quid, this was many years ago, when we were brokies, we were living in a 500 quid rent house, right?
Wow, that seems crazy now. Can you even rent anywhere now for 500 quid?
I very much doubt it.
I don't think that's the thing.
It'd probably get you a HMO room, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were miffed and we went and had a look around at what else was available. And we realised that to live in a nicer house than what we lived in now, we'd have to pay about £650 a month. And it was like, oh, actually, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So what I think you should do, and I've got some tips for upping the rent, but I do agree with you that they're going to go and look. But I think if your costs have risen, maybe meet somewhere in the middle, but still offer good value for money.
Yeah, because do you think it's worth upsetting a tenant when you might then have a long-sitting tenant that then you might have voids that would take so long to recoup. So in this situation I was telling you, how many months of an extra 50 quid is it going to take to recoup the £1,500 you just lost?
Well,
because there was no... Well, so to me, there is just...
That would take 30 months, wouldn't it?
So what's the point? Where you could have just had your great long-sitting tenant...
All right, let's put the figures then. We'll give an example. So you're saying it's £1,000 a month. You want to up it to £1,050 a month.
Now, that was actually if it was only £500 a month and you upped it by 50 quid...
50 quid for £500.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But do you think upping it 50 quid a month, someone's going to leave over that? Look at the cost for them. They've got to get a removal van. They've got to pack up all their stuff. They've got to pay another deposit.
Fine. So you up it by 100 quid, fine. But it's still going to take you a long time to recoup, like even a month's rent.
Yeah, I think we both agree, actually, that you don't want the tenant to move out.
Yeah.
So the key is having a conversation where you up the rent without the tenant.
Yeah, see,
out.
I agree with that. If you can up the rent and almost guarantee.
Let me give an example.
They won't move out.
Let me give an example of what I did recently, right? So these are my top tips. And
sorry to interrupt myself, but if you've ever wondered how some investors can earn up to £1 million a year and pay zero tax, totally legally, I'm running a completely free 1 hour webinar where I'll be teaching exactly that. The link will be in the description. All right, back to me talking again.
Share this on LinkedIn. So once we've gone through what we think and what, you know, we'll have our debate. I'll share with you what some of the other people said as well. And then I'd love to know what you guys think. Should you put up the rent or not? Here's the first thing. Recently, I had a tenant, and this fits in exactly what you said. They're paying £450 a month. This is Hensford, yeah. You know the one. Paying £450
well,
a month.
Well, that's kind of what I said, my figures, because right. They were similar.
Cool. Yeah. I had a look round, and I know that they really should be paying £650 a month. Yeah. Now, if I did what you're suggesting, if I went to them and said, look, you're paying 200 quid, and they've been in there a long time, by the way, I haven't upped the rent.
Yeah.
If I went to them and I said, look, since you've moved in, you've been here a long time now, it's now worth 650. I'm going to put the rent to 650. What they would do is they'd do exactly what you said. They'd look around, they'd see what else was the 650, 700 mark, and they'd probably move. So what I did instead was I rang them up and I said, look, our costs have risen. The interest rates have gone up, which they have. Market rent is now 650, which it is. But then I said, but look, I understand it's a big jump. Let's meet in the middle and we'll raise it to 550. How does that sound? Now, they were like, ooh, let me think about it. But, ooh, right, went away. I'm sure they did exactly what you said. But then they realised, and I would check this first, put yourself in their shoes, go on, right, have a look. What could you get for five? If you could get similar stuff for 550, I'd be careful. Maybe don't do it.
Yeah, until it's risen so much that then you can still give them a good deal.
And then he came back to me and he said, yeah, no problem. And we've agreed it at 550. Bang.
That's only going to work, though, with really long sitting tenants, because that's kind of...
But I only think you should put it up for long sitting tenants.
Because that's an irrelevant point otherwise, because people tend... Well, it is, because people tend to move out every 2 to 3 years anyway. So then it's irrelevant, isn't it? Because then you would just put the prices up when they move out.
But I don't think you should put the prices up unless they've significantly risen. I agree with you. Do you know, like, at some of the landlords we've had, and we have moved, you're right, and
after
they have
like
lost,
9 months, they've gone, by the way.
When the tenancy ends, we're upping it.
Yeah. Well, we've moved every time.
Because we go and look what else is on the market,
yeah.
And we're like, oh, it gives us an opportunity.
Yeah.
I do also think you do slightly begrudge paying more for the same
thing. Yeah, I agree. Even if you go over here, you sell yourself on, but I'm getting something different. I'm getting, I quite like the bathroom slightly better over there because you do begrudge. It's like when you go into Mercedes-Benz. I remember the first year we got ourselves a C-Class and for £450 a month.
£350.
Wow. How the prices have risen. And then we went back in.
That was over 10 years ago though.
We went back in, same guy. We were like, oh, right, we've had it 3 years. What can we get now? And he went, oh, well, for the same one, but no, like £450.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to pay 100 quid more to have the same car. I was like, and then walked out spending £550 and getting a GLE instead. Because I was just like, I just couldn't. I thought, I cannot pay £100 more a month to have the same car.
No, so we upgraded.
Yeah, because that just
seems
wrong.
We'd rather pay more
than pay more for the same. I'd rather jump that next little bit. And I think that's kind of what we've done in every house move as well, isn't it? We've kind of gone, no, we're not paying more for the same. We'll pay that little bit more and go up a bracket. And that kind of is how all our house moves went.
You do. And they said, like, people who buy a Porsche 911, they don't normally just go and buy a Porsche 911.
No.
They'll get a Porsche Boxster.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, ooh, and then they'll maybe get a better engine Porsche Boxster and then get a 911.
Yeah.
You never want to get a worse car.
No.
You always want to go better. You always want to go more. So I agree. I also think when you speak to them, like we've had it as well where they've sort of snuck it into the contract. Oh, here's your tenancy renewal. It's like, hold on, have a conversation. Be honest, don't be awkward. Just ring them up, explain the situation. It's always better when you explain, because otherwise they'll just think you're being greedy.
Yeah.
But if they know, like for example, if Tesco put the price up of a certain thing, I know we're using Tesco, but you might be like, oh.
No offense, Tesco.
Mercedes, you begrudged paying an extra £100, didn't you?
Yeah.
But would you have begrudged it if you knew, for example, that all the parts to make the car got more expensive? It's just like they're not making any more profit. They're just covering their costs because everything's become more expensive. Would you then go, fair enough?
Yeah, I would think fair enough, but I think it would still...
But you'd understand
but
it.
But I'd understand. It wouldn't just feel like, oh, they've just round a year's gone by and they've thought now we can charge.
Oh, yeah, right, let's just charge more for the sake of it. You just feel like they're profiting from you for the same product. If you knew it cost them more, and I think we should do the same, explain to the tenants, my mortgage has gone up.
Yeah.
Interest rates have gone up. The costs have gone up.
What do you think, though? Because another thing, I think we've long-sitting tenants, and if they're getting a good deal, so say you think, oh, I really should up the rent by £100. What about if they just kind of know they've got such a good deal that they don't cause any problems, so they don't ever ask you to renovate? They say, like, because we've had a tenant like this, so I'm using, obviously, our experience where are paying too little.
I'll give you a horror story about that.
Oh, okay. Because shall I quickly explain what I'm trying to say, though?
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm obviously trying to say. But the boiler breaks and they just think, oh, let's just get it done. Because if we go to them and say the boiler's broken, they're going to say, great, we'll come in and fix the boiler. Oh, by the way, you're actually paying hardly any rent here. We'll up it. So I kind of feel like it's win-win. They are paying too little rent, but they never get in touch because they know it as well. So they decorate the house. They have they fix all the problems because they don't want to come to us. And to me, that just seems like win, flipping win.
All right. I know a landlord who I won't name.
Okay.
And he had the exact same situation, right? So he had his property exactly the same as this. And he thought, win-win, great. Anyway, he left them to it. It was in Hull, so he wasn't really, he didn't left them to it for years. A bit like we have. He went to do an inspection after they'd been there about, literally hadn't done it, because he was like,
oh no, this is scaring me now.
And that stuff was breaking, and they were scared to get in touch with him because they thought he might up the rent, and they were just letting it go to rack and ruin.
But to the point where it's just like...
Cost him 20 grand. Needed a full refurb.
Oh, that's made me think maybe we should go and check on ours now. There's me going, oh, they're just such a good tenant.
Well, we did do a check not too long ago. It was okay. But But yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that did backfire.
It did.
Yeah, I feel like we know our tenants well enough to know that's not what they're doing. So yeah, I don't think you should maybe just willy-nilly do that just because a tenant's been in their ages and you just assume. But they'd previously redecorated and shown us, hadn't they? And they were like, look, we've put new carpets, we've did. So we knew they were keeping it to
a good condition. If you're enjoying the show, could you do me a real favour? Hit the subscribe button. Over 76% of viewers aren't subscribed to the channel. Honestly, it makes a massive difference to the channel. It's free for you, but it really helps us to keep doing this.
And then just never get in touch because they know they're paying.
Well, let me tell you what some of you guys think. So Alec Dilks said, I've always been of the opinion, if you've got a good tenant that looks after the property and pays the rent on time, you shouldn't try and achieve market rent. I think you've mentioned doing a small rent increase, but below the market value. I think that's the best way to go. On the flip side, it can be dangerous to leave the rents too low because what if you need to sell the property and give the tenants notice and they look on the open market, see what rents are the same property now, £400 plus, they might refuse to leave and cause a headache for the landlord. It's a good point.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't really think of that.
That is a good point. Saeed Mohammed says, it sounds unfair to me. Tenants are not only paying rent, tenants also have personal life, expenses other than rent. Tenants save less or maybe not saving at all. Tenants have to look after their families and their job, stability and much more. I don't mind a small rent rise once a year, which is understandable, but will the landlord decrease the rent if the real estate market goes down? No.
No.
Well, they're true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You wouldn't go to them and go, oh, by the way, my mortgage is cheaper now. I'll reduce your rent. That is true.
See, I like Craig C's comment. Long-term paying tenant, minimal increase both agree to, far cheaper than new tenant not paying rent, along with eviction costs, damage and repair to put back on the market.
Yeah.
Takes a long time to recoup.
No, you are right. If you up it and they force them to leave. To be fair, even Saeed, I think he's got a good point. He said, I don't mind a small rent rise once a year. The other thing, I've never done this, but I always thought it might be a smart idea, actually, is to agree with them up front. So when the tenant moves in, if you said, like, for example, right, it's the rent is, I don't know, £2,000 a month, but we're going to increase it in line with inflation every year. So whatever in January, whatever inflation is, so that might be like 1%, 2%, 3%, something along those lines. We'll increase it once a year. Just wanted to let you know up front. So then that way they're expecting it, because I do think a lot of it is about expectations.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be bothered then, to be honest.
It's just like, fair enough.
They did tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's quite a good way of doing it.
Well, you could even do a 2% a year. So yeah. What is 4,000 times 2% is £80. So it's like £4,000. Oh, we'll increase it by 2% a year just to keep in line with inflation. Okay, it's going to be 4,080. Doesn't seem very much, does
no.
it? But it's little and often regular
Rather
increases.
Than wham, bam. We've left it ages now. We want an extra £100 a month.
Yeah, which suddenly feels like a massive deal, doesn't it? It suddenly feels like, oh my goodness.
No, I think that is quite a good way of doing it. Just saying, look, every year we will slightly up it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ranjna says, good tenants are worth way more than a rent increase. I do think this is true as well. I am tempted, and I'm not saying that you should increase the rent regularly. I like the idea of increasing it little and often so it doesn't feel like a big jump.
But make sure that's in. They're very aware of that. Up front.
Make sure they're aware of it up front. If you do increase it, I think meet it below market rent.
Yeah.
I think you should do it though. If you need to making money on it. A lot of landlords aren't making money.
Yeah, that's a bit different. I think if you're actually just not making money, I think then you've almost got no choice, have you? You're going to have to do it.
Yeah. Simon says, thanks, Russell, but if I don't want to put up my tenants' rent because they're lovely and respect my house, then I won't.
Oh, I'm glad he feels like he doesn't have to do everything you say.
Fair. Ben says, I disagree. If you make a deal, then you should stick to it. If it's in the contract to raise the rent, then fine. When the rates come back down, do you reduce the rent? I bet you don't.
Yeah, someone else has put that. Benjamin has put, so if a landlord doesn't have a mortgage on the property, should the rent go down then?
Yeah. Yeah, well, No, but what I'm saying is it should either be market rent. And if you, and if it's below market rent and you're not making any money from it, I think, I personally think, I'd love to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments. It does your mortgage going up. And I'm not saying break the contract, by the way. I'm not saying that if they're in a fixed term, say 12 months, it will just be at the end of your fixed term. I'm not saying, oh, by the way, rent's going up next week. Tough shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No, but, I knew you weren't saying that.
But I understand what they're saying. Michael says, how about we just completely abolish the private rental sector so people aren't giving away half their salary to pay for someone else's mortgage because they've scooped up all the homes and artificially skewed the supply and demand to the landlord. The sooner all private landlords are driven out the market, the better. Homes are houses, not businesses. Unfortunately, Michael, it's like a turkey voting for Christmas. Because what's going to happen is the landlords get driven out, the big banks are going to come in.
And then all's great because they're going to come in and let everyone live rent-free. Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, and if you've got a problem with it, Michael, go and buy your own property.
Yeah.
You don't have to
100% mortgages at the moment.
Yeah, go and buy a property. And if you can't buy a property, then you're going to have to rent. What would he do? He'd be homeless.
Yeah.
If there wasn't
I mean, I literally feel like some people want to just have a house given to them. Like, I don't know what some people want. They don't want people who own the houses, but then they don't want to buy one themselves. Like, I literally don't understand what some people want. I just think it's crazy. Oh, no, I don't like the private landlords. I want a big company to own it. Oh, yeah, because, no, you're right. They're not making millions and billions. Oh, yeah, you're spot on there. Like, what? Well, I'm not going to get into it.
Rant over. Yeah. So are we on the same page? Do we agree? Do we disagree?
Yeah, because I think we're saying be careful. If you've got really great long-standing tenants, don't just waltz in there and piss them right off and get them to move because then you've got other issues. But I think my favourite option is to have, and I think I'd do it on any new tenancy now, is just having there just a little bit every year. Then you don't have to worry about it either then.
No, do you know what my favourite option is? Rent it to a guest on Airbnb and charge them 10 times more than you would for a buy-to-let. And on that bombshell, it's now time for this.
Breaking property news.
In the news this week, in 2025, the UK is forecast to lose more millionaires than any other country in the world. 16,500 millionaires are leaving the country. The country that is gaining the most is the United Arab Emirates, in particular Dubai. They are gaining 9,800. Boom. Breaking news. I've posted this on social media, getting quite a lot of interaction. People are quite keen, quite opinionated on it. Number one, Anna, why is this happening? Why are all the millionaires leaving the beautiful UK?
Well, I think it's quite obvious. The main reason is taxes.
The T word. Tits. Oh. Oh, tax. Yeah, sorry.
That's what you might want to go there for.
This took a weird turn.
Yeah, it's not quite what I was expecting. No, I think obviously the number one reason, and it's understandable. I think it's hard to argue. I know we've said in the past, no, we love England. I do. England's a beautiful country, and I'm not going to poo-poo England because I do like it. The taxes here are extremely high for people on very good money. I think you can earn decent money and live a comfortable life and do a lot of our tax saving, tax avoidance.
The problem for me is it feels like the UK government is punishing success.
Yeah, they do. I think, and like some people say, oh, there shouldn't be private landlords. No, because we don't want the middle ground. We want the rich and we want the poor. That's what it's becoming. In England, you're going to have the rich and you're going to have the poor, and the middle people, there's not going.
But they keep when they keep taxing rich people, and you know, Gary Stevenson going on there, you know, it's no coincidence that he's suddenly blown up.
Yeah.
That's the message that they want to get out there.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want all the people going, we want to tax the rich. They're talking about the wealth tax now, 2% anything over 10 million. came from Gary Stevenson, that's being discussed. There are all these taxes. They're taxing our earning, they're taxing our pensions, they're taxing our investments, they want to tax our assets. It's not even making money, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And they want to tax it. There's also like a growing hostility in the UK towards wealth,
yeah.
I find. That, you know, whereas in places like Dubai, they roll out the red carpet, they welcome you in, they make it an appealing lifestyle.
Yeah. And why would you not encourage people to do well? I don't understand that mentality.
I don't even understand. I heard Rory Sutherland, who I really like, by the way. He's very, very, although he doesn't like property investing, but everything else about him I really like. And he was talking about like the high street is dead. He's saying what they should be doing is like restaurants and things like that. If they set up a business in the high street, they should make it tax free.
Yeah.
Or give massive tax breaks to them to encourage them. Those businesses are dying. And the government are just letting it happen. Yep. It's not like they're getting tax off the empty shops anyway. They should be strategically giving tax breaks to attract tourism, to attract success. What they're doing is just, they're just killing the country, I think.
And I just think places like Dubai have just taken advantage of that and thought, Willa, if you don't want your successful people,
we'll have them. We'll have them here spending money.
Yeah, we'll have them here doing their thing, being not a burden on society. Like, I don't know what we want here. We don't want success. What do we want? Loads of people on the dole.
And Dubai are like,
the dole sound appealing.
Dubai are like, we'll let you in if you pay for yourself and got a great job and you're going to contribute to our economy. Yeah, we'll let you in. Whereas we're like, we'll let anyone in.
Yeah. Oh, sit on the dole. Yeah, that's good.
But tax the rich.
Yeah. And it is baffling. And the truth is, if anyone tries to debate me now on why you should leave and live in Dubai, it's very hard to argue why they should stay in England if you're successful. Because other than, I want to stay. Because
I love England.
I love England, family. But actually, as a business, it's very hard.
I also think if you are earning under $500,000 a year,
then I think you can.
I think that you can live a very good life in England and I think you can pay very little tax. Yeah. If you know what you're doing, if you know how to structure your business, if you use property correctly,
I mean,
use
we've things done like loads of
deals where you're not paying tax. Yeah. Capital allowances, use your pensions. There's stuff that you can do where you can avoid paying tax. If you start earning more than that, you know, you end up getting, like, we are getting hammered in taxes. It's like, anyone earning more than that, which of these people are, I can understand it.
Yeah.
I get why they're leaving. And those of you, I'd love to know what you guys think in the comments as well. Like, if you were earning £1 million plus a year, would you rather lose, because think about it, you're going to lose 25% corporation. Even if this is profit, right? If you've got a business that's turning over, let's say you've got a business turning over 4 million quid, right? You're paying VAT straight away on 20% of it. You've then, let's say you got £1 million profit, you'll pay 25% corporation tax, that's 250. Anything you then take out, you'll probably lose half of it. So that's 750, that's probably another 400 grand. You'll be paying way more in tax than you'll be taking home from your 4 million quid turnover business. If you went to Dubai, you get to keep it. It's like, I do not blame anyone earning more than £500,000 a year. I don't blame them.
I think there's a good comment here because, again, this was one of your LinkedIn posts, wasn't it? When the reward for success starts to feel like punishment, people don't argue, they relocate. Like, and it almost is now in England. A, you've got two problems going on. You're penalised left, right and centre with tax. And it's almost getting to the point where it's frowned upon to be successful.
Yeah.
And why? Look, I've always thought it's not somewhere I particularly want to live. And as English people, we diss the Americans. Oh, the happy clap. Oh, but actually, they celebrate success. They like people doing well. As in England, we really frown upon it like it's some kind of, almost like it's evil. Yeah. Like, no. That you've got these people living on council estate and it's your fault because you're rich. Yeah. Well, no, because actually we're giving a lot to society because we pay insane taxes. Thank you very much.
Oh, we do. We do.
We fund the council estates. Like, but I just think it's crazy how they've got this they've turned the working class and the people that sit on the door against the rich, yeah. even though it's the rich that funds that to happen. But they've turned everyone against each other, and people literally in this country can't stand success. And I think that's my biggest issue. The taxes, obviously, are a huge one. But I do hate in this country that you're stomped all over if you're successful. Like all these comments we were reading earlier, private landlords should go making money off the poor.
It's like, and the thing is, what I want to happen, like I also don't want the divide. I don't like there being a divide. But I'm like, don't moan about the system. Don't moan about property. Don't like try and trust the government to fix it. I just want you people, if you think you're poor, don't moan about it. You fix it. Yeah. You go and set up a business. You become a landlord. You do
whatever. We used to be poor.
We did.
We weren't born into wealth. We weren't born in the elite.
No.
Like, we were poor.
And that's one of the things I do like about England. Everyone's got the opportunity. But unfortunately, the way it's going, those people that take the opportunity then get so penalised, they're going to move elsewhere.
Yeah.
Some of the other comments coming in, I would move where I'm appreciated.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I totally get it. This country just gets worse and worse. It's the rats that run it. Greedy and corrupt. We will never get anywhere. So I used to be very optimistic about the UK
yeah.
and turning things around. But under this new government and the way it's going at the moment, unfortunately, I agree with
and
you.
And I'm not saying for a second it would be really easy to just go, come on then, off we go to Dubai. Like, I get it. Like, because I'm looking at the comments, but my family's here. I get it. I'm not saying, right, come on, everyone pack their bags, we're off.
Yeah.
I get there's other issues alongside.
Of course, of course.
But I do think...
I don't blame anyone, though. Anyone that moves to Dubai...
Fair play.
There's no point if you can be very tax efficient here. There's so many cool things you can do here to a certain point.
Yeah.
What I would recommend people do, use the UK, make your money in the UK... Earn, if you can make your money in the UK and you can be earning $500,000 a year, if you're happy with that, stay there. If you want to keep growing it, do so and then maybe consider relocating yeah. somewhere else. But there's no point in relocating now. It is a great, I love the UK. It is a great yeah. country. It's just sad. It's sad the way it's going under this government. Hopefully it will turn it around.
And countries will, because I can only assume as well, when you see the stats of how many millionaires, business people, successful people are leaving, that eventually the government is going to have to do something and will. I mean, it might not, and it might just get worse and worse and worse.
I don't even know what their agenda is.
No, so I don't know. But you
maybe
think,
they want maybe they want the wealthy people to leave.
Maybe they do.
They're not stupid.
No, they're not.
They act stupid, but they're not.
No, so maybe they don't. But in my head, I'm thinking, will it eventually do a U-turn? I'm not saying next year, but maybe because they try and make it appealing to for the people that have gone to come back, who knows?
Be interesting to see, because I think a lot of people lost hope in the Conservatives. It's amazing how fast people have lost hope in Labour. Maybe Reform would get in. What would you guys think of that? Nigel Farage taking over. Would that change it around? Who knows? Watch this space. Guys, thanks very much for watching. I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
We'll see you next week.